All right, welcome back. We are diving back into Warren Stickney's notes from that longevity conference.
Yeah, day two.
Day two. Yesterday's a lot to unpack, but today I thought we could maybe zero in on something that really seemed to catch Warren's eye.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Muscle.
Muscle, huh?
Muscle.
Interesting. You know, it seems like it's having a bit of a moment in the longevity world, right?
It really does. And
Yeah.
you think, oh, this is for, gym rats and bodybuilders.
Right.
But it turns out, like, according to Warren's notes, it's like way more fundamental to healthy aging for like everybody.
Absolutely. It's not just about aesthetics. It really is about, how well you can function, how well your body's working.
Yeah. And it sounds like one of the presentations that really hammered this point home for Warren was Dr. Gabrielle Leon's presentation.
Oh yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, he was like particularly fascinated by her research on how muscle mass impacts lifespan.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And we're not just talking about like looking good at the beach.
Right. It's more than that. It's about vitality.
Right. This is about like overall vitality.
Being able to, live your life to the fullest, as you age.
Stay independent.
Yeah, exactly. Independence, being able to do the things you want to do.
Oh, and maybe even hit that 100-year mark, right?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I think we all kind of have that in the back of our minds, right? Like, how do we make it to 100? And not just make it to 100, but be, thriving at 100.
Yeah, still like dancing on tables, right?
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, let's unpack this a little bit. So, it sounds like from what Warren gathered, Dr. Lyon's research showed that like the strongest third of the population, they tend to live the longest.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. And then, I mean, what's amazing is that this isn't just like, one person's research. Like Harvard research actually seems to back this up.
Yeah. They found a link between regular strength training and a lower risk of dying prematurely.
It's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild. Yeah,
So,
yeah.
I mean, I know what you might be thinking. You might be like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder."
Right.
But get this. One of Dr. Lyon's most powerful messages from this presentation was there is no such thing as a healthy sedentary person.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It's a really bold statement
It
to
is.
have.
It makes you stop and think.
It does. What does that even mean?
Well, I think, a lot of us have this idea that, okay, as long as we're eating healthy, maybe we're doing a little bit of walking here and there, we're good, right? But what Linker Lyon is saying is that that's not enough. Our bodies are designed to move. We're designed to use our muscles.
We're not supposed to be sitting all day.
Exactly. And when we don't use them, they start to deteriorate, and that can have a ripple effect on our overall health.
Yeah. So what does this all actually mean for like, the average person listening to this right now?
Well, I think, the first thing to remember is that muscle mass, it isn't just about physical strength, right? It impacts our metabolism.
Oh, interesting.
It impacts our ability to live independently as we get older, and it even affects our mental well-being.
Wow. It's like almost everything.
It really is, yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Like if you have stronger muscles, everyday activities are just easier, like carrying groceries, going up the stairs, getting up from a chair.
Exactly. And all of those things, they become more challenging as we age. But if we have that muscle mass, it helps us to maintain our independence for longer, and it also, just makes life a little bit easier, a little bit more enjoyable.
And it's not just about, adding years to your life. It's about adding life to your years, right?
Exactly,
Right.
exactly. Quality of life, that's what we're all after.
Yeah. And those Harvard studies that we mentioned, they also found that even a small amount of strength training, like just 30 to 60 minutes a week, can significantly reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, all these, chronic conditions that we hear about all the time.
Yeah, and that's huge, right? Because these are serious conditions that can really impact our quality of life.
Absolutely.
So, even if you're not aiming to be a bodybuilder, just a little bit of strength training can go a long way.
So this is pretty motivating. Okay, let's talk about fuel.
Okay.
Dr. Lyon recommends making sure you're getting at least 30 grams of protein daily.
Oh yeah, protein is key.
Why is that?
Well, because protein is really the building block of muscles. It's what helps our muscles repair and maintain themselves. And, as we age, we naturally start to lose muscle mass. It's just part of the aging process.
It's kind of depressing.
It is a little bit depressing, but the good news is that a protein-rich diet combined with regular strength training can really help slow that process down.
So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Exactly. Exactly. You gotta fuel those muscles and then you gotta use them.
And it's so interesting because, you know, Harvard, once again, they're backing this up. Their research also shows that a protein-rich diet, along with resistance exercises, can help to preserve muscle mass and just support overall longevity.
Yeah, it's all connected. It's all about taking care of our bodies, you know, giving them what they need to thrive.
Yeah. So I guess the key takeaway today is that building muscle, it's not about vanity. It's not about aesthetics. It's like a powerful investment in your future well-being.
Absolutely. It's about living a longer, healthier, more independent life.
And remember, it's never too late to start.
Never too late.
Even small steps like incorporating, you know, some strength training into your routine and making sure you're getting enough protein can make a huge difference in the long run.
I think that's a great message to leave people with.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a few days with more fascinating insights from the Longevity Conference. So stay tuned.
Looking forward to it.